This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. It's possible that Colorado Republicans may still be able to vote for Donald Trump in next year's primary. What's less certain is whether those votes would be counted. CPR's Nathaniel Miner.
The Colorado Supreme Court disqualified Trump from the ballot, but that ruling had a big caveat. Trump's name will still appear if an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court is still pending on Colorado's ballot certification deadline of January 5th. But if the U.S. Supreme Court later agrees with the Colorado ruling, then any vote for him in the March primary won't be counted. Jenna Griswold is Colorado's Secretary of State.
It's honestly not atypical to have a candidate who either withdraws or becomes disqualified on a ballot.
Griswold says if Trump is kept off the ballot altogether, any write-in votes for him won't be counted either. The Colorado GOP says if Trump's primary votes are disallowed, the party will try to dump the primary and move to a caucus system. But Griswold says it can't legally do that. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Health officials in Colorado are investigating the state's first case of measles in almost 5 years. CPR's John Daly reports.
State health officials say they've confirmed that an international traveler to Colorado tested positive for measles. The adolescent arrived in Denver a week ago and visited several counties. People who may have been directly exposed are being notified. The person, whose vaccination status is unknown, has been in isolation since Monday. For people who haven't had the MMR vaccine, measles is a highly contagious and serious infection. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Denver will consider banning homeless sweeps during freezing temperatures. A set of bills headed to the city council in the new year would also raise the threshold to open emergency warming shelters from 20 to 32 degrees. Advocates for the homeless say sweeps during freezing weather raise the risk of frostbite and death. Denver is close to 60 again this afternoon, then getting colder for the weekend. This is CPR News.